This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Nuclear Watch New Mexico presents a virtual workshop about draft LANL SWICE on February 6th. You are invited to participate in a virtual Nuclear Watch New Mexico workshop about the draft Site-Wide Environmental Impact Statement, SWICE, for the Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, on Thursday, February 6th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. With LANL expanding its nuclear weapons programs, despite a long history of environmental contamination and nuclear safety issues, the draft SWICE represents a vital opportunity for the public to demand transparency, accountability, and environmental justice. Public hearings are scheduled for the following week, beginning February 11th and extending through the 13th in Santa Fe, Española, and Los Alamos. More information and links are available at nuclearactive.org and nukewatch.org. The draft SWICE is required by the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. It provides for public review and comment of the potential environmental impacts of continuing operations of LANL for the next 15 years. Now is the time to get involved and have your voice heard. During the workshop, Nuclear Watch will present about the following five key LANL issues: expanded plutonium pit bomb core production. LANL's role in expanded nuclear weapons production conflicts with global disarmament efforts and pushes us deeper into the new, increasingly dangerous nuclear arms race. Proposed biosafety level 3 facility. LANL's plans for a facility to handle dangerous pathogens like anthrax raise serious safety and transparency concerns. Proposed tritium releases. LANL's controversial proposal to release up to 100,000 curies of gaseous tritium, a radioactive isotope of hydrogen, poses significant environmental and public health risks. New transmission line across Caja del Rio, a proposed electrical transmission line for LANL's growing artificial intelligence work, would cross the environmentally and culturally sensitive Caja del Rio. Nuclear waste cleanup. LANL plans to quote-unquote cap and cover and leave some 800,000 cubic yards of radioactive, hazardous, and toxic wastes permanently buried in unlined pits and shafts in a long-term threat to the Española sole source drinking water aquifer. The public must demand comprehensive cleanup. This workshop will include opening remarks by Santa Fe Archbishop John Wester on the need for global nuclear disarmament. Dylan Spaulding, a senior scientist at the Union of Concerned Scientists, will follow the Archbishop. Spaulding will address how expanded plutonium pit production is not to maintain the safety and reliability of the existing stockpile, but is instead for new design nuclear weapons. The presentations on these issues and more will be followed by ample time for Q&A. The public comment period ends on Tuesday, March 11th. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.